I hope that this morning we'll be able to learn together, despite the fact that I'm sure you have one eye on the election results or they're, as they're coming in. My wife just told me they're taking a break to go to sleep, so I'm not so sure that if you check, there's going to be any difference in the next hour. In any case, the last I checked, it's very close. So from this perspective, I don't think anyone's extremely happy or extremely sad right now in terms of the election results.
No, we're happy.
We're all happy. Okay, we're all happy. We're good. Am Yisrael, Barazrat Hashem, will be happy, and will be good for the Jewish people, whatever might happen. And most importantly, we won't bring politics into this particular shir. Okay? And with that wonderful, wonderful introduction, let's begin with the shir today. The shir today is going to deal with an issue called 100 brachot a day. Now, how did I come to this issue? I'm not exactly a person that, as you know, is a person of zgulas and whatnot. As you know, there's many zgulas for the Jewish people. For example, there's a zgula to make a shlissel challah, a challah in the shape of a key on the Shabbos after Pesach, because it's a zgula to make a good living. Does anyone know of a better zgula than making a challah in the shape of a key or with a key in it? Anyone want to guess? I'm going to give a zgula today. It's going to cost you $36,000 when you go ahead and make a living. The zgula is go and make a living. There's a zgula to be successful in learning Torah, and that is to learn Torah. But we're in the middle of a pandemic, and I felt very bad for many weeks saying, what can I do? I'm not a doctor. I don't know how to make a vaccine in order to heal all the people that are suffering. So what can I do? And indeed, I remembered the tour. The tour on the right side or the left side of your page. By the way, you see the tour on the left or the right? Just out of my sheer curiosity. On the right. So the tour says, Veheshiv Rav Natura Einai, Reish Metivta Demata Machseh, that David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Tikein Mea Brachot. David HaMelech made this takana called, say 100 brachot a day, because it saved the people then from a pandemic. The pandemic is written at the end of Shmuel Bet, and that is that he counted the Jewish people, and unfortunately that's a big avera, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him with a magefa, with a pandemic. And the way he saved himself and the Jewish people from the pandemic is he made this takana. Ki b'chol yom ayu meitim kaf nefashot miYisrael. Every single day 100 Jews would die. Ve'lo hayu yodin ma hayu ameitim ad shechakar ve'hivin beruach HaKodesh ve'tikin lahem liYisrael mea brachot. So I thought, you know, I'm going to do my part and give a shir and try to be makbid on 100 brachot. But because I'm a Litvak, in my learning at least, I come from a Hasidic family, but Litvak I am in my learning, I can't just say 100 brachot because I have to go ahead and understand it. And once you understand it, you'll find a machlokes, and you'll find that some people say yes and some people say no. And then, Arthur, you got yourself a shir. You understand how a shir is developed? So the truth of the matter is that last week, Parshat Lech Lecha, there's two sources that say that's where 100 brachot come from. In the middle of the chart, you'll see the Sidur HaRokeach. Who is the Rokeach? The Rokeach is one of the Ashkenazi greats who functioned. I'll give you his years in a moment. It's right here on the bottom of the page. Rav Eliezer from Worms. He functioned from 1160 to 1240. So after Rashi, during the time of the Balei HaTosfot, he wrote the Rokeach. That's a dead giveaway. And he wrote a Siddur. And in the Siddur, he says that the whole idea of 100 brachot is because of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu asked, "Bame'edaki Rashena, how do I know that my children will be able to inherit and live in the land of Israel?" And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we got korbanot. He told him to take all those cut pieces of animals that we read last week. And indeed, Avraham Avinu asked, well, what happens when there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Mizbeach and we can't bring korbanos? So the answer of the Gemara at the tip end of Benachos is, say korbanos or learn about korbanos. But in the Sidur Rokeach, he brings a medrash that I couldn't find saying, no, say 100 brachot a day. And if you say 100 brachot a day, it's in place of korbanot, because in the Torah, there's mea psukim shebahem kol korbanot. There's 100 psukim corresponding to the korbanot. So either it stops a pandemic, or it allows us to live in Israel safely. And the third skula is in the Zohar. The Zohar doesn't talk about a pandemic. The Zohar doesn't talk about in place of sacrifices and living in Israel safely. The Zohar talks about living in this world safely. It's in Aramaic, as is the Zohar, and it says as follows. When a person's about to come into this world, Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you a pet talk. This is what you got to do. Lemeter pekudei deoraita ulemeibed reute. Keep the laws of the Torah and never sway from it. And he gave the neshama, Mea maftachan debrocha dechol yoma. He gave the neshama 100 keys that he's supposed to say every day. And how do you remember it? Gematria lech lecha. Anyone want to tell me what the gematria of lech lecha is? Lamed is 30. Kaf, very good. Bruce, wow, you're fast. Faster than me. So, either it saves your very life, or it ensures that you live in Israel safely, or it saves you from a pandemic. So, we'd end the shiur here. Very nice. Three different reasons why you should say 100 brachot a day. But as I said to Arthur at the beginning of the shiur, I'm a litvak in my thinking, and therefore the minute I see 100 brachot, I start going into it. And it turns out it's not exactly an obligation according to all, though it should be pretty clear as we're about to see. Bruce, yeah.
Question?
Go right ahead.
This reminds me a little bit of, you know, if you carry around an amulet with brachot on them, you'll do okay. Or if you say in a brachot, it's a very non-scientific approach to bordering on a little bit of magic. And I wonder why it doesn't fall into that category, similar to amulets.
You'll see in a moment why, despite the reasons I just gave, it's not an amulet, it's an actual halacha. Amulets are nice, perhaps, I don't understand them. They're in addition to what we call the normative behavior of a Jew. In other words, no one will say you need... Nobody would say that you need an amulet in order to live as a Jew. It's not like tefillin you're supposed to wear every day and davening three times a day. But here we're going to see it may be a halacha because it's written in Shulchan Aruch. So that's the difference between this and an amulet.
A, B will result.
Okay.
Do A, B will happen.
So let's see.
It's that idea.
Let's see. So let's go. So what's the source? The source is a Gemara in Menachot. This is a pretty normative source, a Gemara, that says, Tanya haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Chayav Adam levarech mea brachot bechol yom, sheneemar, ve'ata Yisrael ma'ashem elokecha shoel mimach. So the Gemara says you have to say 100 brachot a day, because the Pasuk says in, I believe it's Parshat Ekev, ve'ata Yisrael, and now Israel, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of you? Now how do you learn from that Pasuk? You're supposed to make 100 brachot a day. So look at your screen. Is there any connection? Here it says Mea. Here it says Va'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Sho'el Mimach. We'll learn in a moment. There is a connection, but you don't see it. So the Gemara says Rav Chia Berei De Rav Avya, Rav Chia B'Shapta Oviyom Itovei on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tarach U'Memale Lehu B'Ispamrekei U'Megadei. Rav Chia on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when he was short of 100 brachot, would fill himself up with brachot by doing one of two things. One is he would use his sense of smell. He would take hadasim and say, borei minei besamim. That adds a bracha. Or he would eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. So for sake of argument, he would eat an apple, borei peri ha'etz, and then he would take a tomato, borei peri ha'adama. If you look at the end of Shir HaShirim, you'll see that there's a pasuk that says that people sat in the gardens and ate fruit. And many have said that that's the source of saying 100 brachot on Shabbos. You're short of brachot, as we're going to see. And you have to fill it in with other things. So let's hope they didn't get a stomach ache, and they didn't get a sore, and they didn't get a stuffed nose. That's what Rav Chia would do. Chayav means chayav, namely obligated. This is not an option. This is an obligation. But if you look in the Yerushalmi comes along and has a totally and utterly different tune. Let's see the Yerushalmi. Tani de Beshem Rabbi Meir. So this is not like in the Bavli, our friend Rabbi Meir. This is Yerushalmi Rabbi Meir. And says, En lecha achad mi Yisrael she'eino oseh mea mitzvot b'chol yom. There isn't a Jew that doesn't do 100 mitzvot a day. He reads Shema, and he makes blessings before and after. Let's just do a small cheshbon between us. This is the way you keep people awake. You do math. So Bruce was good at this before. Let's see if someone else wants to take it. How many brachot do we say a day that's associated with Kriyat Shema?
For the day, I think three.
Three? Two in the morning before Shema, one after, that equals three. In the evening, two before?
Two after.
Two after. So we got four at night, three in the morning, that's seven. In Chutz La'aretz, perhaps eight. So seven, that's pretty good. And it goes on that you eat and you drink, and eventually you get to Mea Brachot. With davening and with eating, you get to 100 Brachot. And that's what the Tosefta in Brachot says as well. According to this, it's not an obligation to get to 100, but rather it naturally happens. What I called fact. You don't have to go ahead and induce it. It happens anyway. So we have two sources. A Gemara in Menachot that you could see on the screen that says you have to get to 100, and if you're short, you have to make it up. And a Gemara in Brachot that says, Baruch Hashem, the Jewish people are able to do 100 Brachot a day naturally. They don't have to induce it. They don't have to, in some way or another, artificially ensure it. It happens anyway. Yes, Arthur?
Is this an obligation on both men and women?
Yep. Doesn't seem to be a mitzvah ta'aseh shahazman grama. No reason to make a difference between them.
What about chazaras hashatz or answering amen to the brachas of Birkas HaTorah?
We'll get to Birkas HaTorah. Chazaras hashatz, according to the Ma'adin in Yom Tov, on the bottom of the Rosh, he says chazaras hashatz wouldn't do it because you've already been yotzei that bracha. Saying amen to a bracha you've already said doesn't work. Birkas HaTorah, Torah, you didn't say, so therefore it would work. And we're going to see that in a moment.
If you don't answer Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shemo, then you are Yotze LeBrachos.
Yeah, again, not Yotze. By saying Amen.
You can add on Brachos that way.
Yeah, again, but I want to make the term clear. It's not that you're Yotze per se. You're right. On a Bracha, you're supposed to be Yotze. Many said, don't say Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shemo. It's a machlokes between Sfardim, Ashkenaz, and Poskim. But here you're not Yotze, you just want to add in to 100 brachot. So by saying Amen to a bracha you didn't yet hear, like Birkos HaTorah, on the Torah reading, not the ones you say in the morning, it would go up to your 100 brachot. We'll see that in a moment.
How is the day counted?
Big machlokes, we won't deal with it today. Does it go from the night or from the day? Very interesting machlokes. Anyway, I'm not so worried about it as you're about to see, because it's not so clear that it's an obligation. We have a Bavli against the Yerushalmi. If we would end here, I'd say, all right, the Bavli says you have to. We follow the Bavli against the Yerushalmi because the Bavli was written later, says the Rif. So we always follow the later source. In other words, the Bavli saw the Yerushalmi and negated it, obviously. So you have to make 100 brachot today. So therefore, I'm not sure why I didn't see an app as of yet. And correct me if I'm wrong. Here's how you could ensure you got your 100 brachot. You know, you have the app for the steps where you take a step, it puts it into your phone, so you get your 10,000 steps a day. Here, we got an app for brachot. This one, I didn't see yet. Seems to be. We paskin like a Bavli against the Yerushalmi. It should have been, but it's not. So let's see why not. If we go to the next page of the source sheet, we will see that there are three points of view on this issue. But I'm going to make it clear as possible. The first point of view, if you look at the Rishonim on the Gemara in Menachot, I quoted here from Brachot, the Rif, and the Rosh, it's an obligation. They quote the Gemara verbatim, Chayav Adam Levarech. What's Chayav mean in Hebrew?
Obligation.
Obligated to make the Bracha. And indeed, they explain how you learn it from the Pasuk, Va'ata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimoch. They say, Al takri ma elameya. Don't say what, but 100. Cute. Anyway, for our purposes, they bring the Gemara. They bring what Rabbi Chiya did on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Rif explains, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, did on Nofish Brachot, when you don't have enough brachot in davening. So you have to make it up, and we'll see that later. The Rosh agrees totally with the words of the Rif, and he even says what Harold just said, that because in Shabbos and Yom Tov were short, as we're going to see, so what should you do? Yichaven Adam b'Shabbatot v'yamim tovim liberkata kore b'Torah v'hamaftir v'ya'aneh. Amen. So make sure on Shabbos and Yom Tov you listen to all the Birkos HaTorah and HaFtorah and say Amen. That can come up to quite a chunk. Let's think about this, Arthur, a moment. Here comes the math. Arthur, we have 7 aliyahs. Bracha before and after, that equals 14. Plus maftir, 16. Plus the Birkos HaTorah before and after. So we have 1 bracha before. How many brachas afterwards? Hakel ne'eman b'chol dvarav. Mesameach tzion bevanel. Magen David mekadesh haShabbos. That's 4. 4 plus 1 after is 5. So you got yourself 5. Plus you have yourself the 8 aliyahs times 2 is 16. 16 plus 5 is 21. So you do nothing. You're sitting in your chair. You got yourself 21 brachot on Shabbos. Good deal. Obligation.
What about women, though? Because they don't always go to shul, so they're losing out on those 21 brachos.
So Harold just came up with a great way to get women to go to shul. You got to tell them to go to shul because it helps you with the 100 brachos. If not, you're going to have to have a stomachache until you get to it. Anyway, we won't deal with it today. But yeah, it's a good idea. Anyway, the Stei Chemet. The Stei Chemet, as you know, was a rabbi that functioned in Hebron at the end of the 19th century. He wrote an encyclopedia on the Talmud, meaning everything that was up until his time, all the poskim, from the Gemaras, Rishonim, Achronim. And he says, Ech yitachen shelo yezeh chiyuv gamor kol adam. Whether it's the Oraisa, the Rabbanan, we learned it from a pasuk as in Esmachta, it's an obligation, according to Gemara, in Menachos. So, according to the Rif, the Rambam, and the Stei Chemet, obligation. Second point of view, however, it's not that it's an obligation, was written by the Tanya Rabbati. The Tanya Rabbati, it's not the Bala Tanya that founded the Lubavitch movement, but rather, it's a Sefer Halacha written in Italy, of all the Rishonim of his time. And he wrote the following in his book, Italian Rabbi. Shemitzvah.
What time period?
We're talking about Rishonim, time of the medieval scholars. Shemitzvah li zaher lebarech mea brachot bechol yom. It's not an obligation, not chayav. Therefore, it's in pink and not in green. But mitzvah. Namely, it's not an obligation like tefillin. It's a mitzvah like tzitzis. If you wear it, you got yourself a mitzvah. But if you don't, you don't have it. So that's the way it is. V'hamechaven ben b'Shabbos ben b'Yom Tov. If you have kavanah on Shabbos and Yom Tov to make it up, says the Tanya Rabbati, just in case you didn't understand what I meant, it's not a mitzvah like tefillin. If you keep a tally on Shabbos and Yom Tov and you get to 100, yanichu lo brachot al rosho. A blessing on your head, mazel tov. Does anyone know where that comes from?
Better on the roof.
Thank you, Harold. This is the most essential move me. Essential for anyone who wants to become Jewish. You have to see Fiddler on the Roof. You have to know it by heart. You have to be able to quote from it, make fun of it, cry with it, laugh with it. So, says the Tanya Rabbati, now we know where Shalom Aleichem got it from. If indeed you say Mea Brachot, you have a blessing on your head. That's nice. It doesn't mean I have to. It just means it's nice. Mitzvah. So the Rif, the Rosh say, Chova. The Tanya Rabbati says, Mitzvah. But now there's a third point of view. The third point of view says, it's not a mitzvah. It's not an obligation. But rather, what is it? It is naturally something that happens anyway. It's nice to make it up if it doesn't, but no obligation. It's a fact. We saw the Yerushalmi that said, there isn't a Jew that doesn't get to 100 brachot. That's just a fact. That's not an obligation. And so says the Chido, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, who was one of the most frequent travelers. He was a frequent traveler in every airline of his time. He traveled for the community in Israel to many communities around Europe. He wrote endless svarim on the way. He didn't waste his time. And indeed, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, who's buried in Hara Menuchot in Givat Shaul, when you come into the main cemetery, you can see his kever. He says, why is it that the Gemara went out of its way to tell us that Rav Chiya on Shabbos would make up 100 brachot, either through his stomach or through his nose? Because Haya Mitsuyan Letova Bahai Milta. This was his chumrah. This was his thing. This is something he was super, super, super makbid on. Namely, us mortals, Tzvi, don't have to be makbid on it. Us mortals don't have to go to the extent of Rav Chiya. Lamadnu de litroach bezeh hu midat chasidut. What's a midat chasidut? It has nothing to do with the chasidim of today. What's midat chasidut mean? Anyone? What's midat chasidut? Nobody knows.
It's a nice thing to do.
It's an ultra pious thing to do, but obligatory it is not. So says the Chida, the reason that the Gemara and Menachot said that Rav Chiya would go out of his way is because to tell us, mere mortals, it's not an obligation. It's a very nice, pious thing to do. Rav Yerucham Perla did something that no one else did. Does anyone know what Rav Yerucham Perla did? He took a very brief poem of Rav Saadia Gaon from Shavuos morning, a piyut that they used to say, which had the sum total of all the mitzvot of the Torah, the 613, divided up into the categories of the Aseret HaDibrot, which we read on Shavuos. Brief poem, they used to say it in shul. He took it, and from one brief poem of maybe 2-3 pages, he made it into a 3-volume set. And he decided this is not a poem, this is a Sefer HaMitzvot. It's enumerating the mitzvot, and I am going to explain each and every one. So from a brief poem, it became a major 3-volume set. Rav Yerucham Perla, we're talking about 20th century, he explains, how come Rav Saadia Gaon didn't enumerate this mitzvah within his Sefer HaMitzvot? It's not part of the Sefer HaMitzvot of Rav Saadia Gaon. So if you would have asked me, I say, because it's not the Raisa, it's the Rabbanan. What we saw from the Pasuk is, smachta. Rav Saadia Gaon, Rav Yerucham Perla says, no, Rav Saadia Gaon would even count rabbinic mitzvot. But the reason he didn't count it was exactly what the Chida said. Namely, Rav Chiya was very pious. He made sure to make up 100 brachot. But it's not a chiyuv, the alo mashma de ikat chiyuva. But rather, it naturally happens every single day. The Chol Adam Yisrael, lefi darko ba'achilato v'shtiyato b'chol yom, ulefi ha-mitzvot v'ha-tfilot ha-mutolot alav, mimele nitchayev b'mei ha-brachot. Regular day of the week, Wednesday, I don't have to keep a tally, I don't need an app, I just wake up in the morning, I daven 3 times a day in a minyan, I put on tefillin, I make a bracha before and after I eat, I get to 100 brachot. I don't have to worry about it. It's not a chiyuv, it's a fact. Like the Yerushalmi in the Tosefta said. Why does the Babli say chayuv? Don't know. But, just like the Chida, Rav Yerucham Perla says, that's the reason why the Babli mentioned our friend Rav Chiya, because he was very pious to make it up. But us mortals, we don't need to do that. So we have 3 points of view. Either it's an obligation, or it's some optional mitzvah, or it's just a fact. We do it anyway, and if we don't do it anyway, don't worry about it. So either it's obligation, or worthy, or happens anyway. Nafkamina would be that you need to be very careful with the tally. Yes, Arthur?
I'm just wondering, aren't we afraid that some people might go overboard and make unnecessary brachot?
Excellent question. We have a very important clash here between two values. Value number one is, of course, making 100 brachot. Value number two, don't do a bracha she'eina tzricha. Don't make an unnecessary bracha. So indeed, it's a clash between values. Very, very good point. So, what's the nafka mina? Let's go into nafka minas. So,
a question to ask.
Yes, Irving.
When did it say that we have to have 100 brachas? You can have more, you can have less. There's nothing that says you have to have 100 brachot.
Yes, we just saw, Irving, we just saw that there are sources that say you have to, and there's sources that say it's a fact. And now I think I'll illustrate it with the nafka mina. So what's a nafka mina? Either it's obligation, or nice, worthy, or a fact. The question will be, do we need to make it up if we're short? Let's see the next page, the final page of the sources, and let's see what it says. So if you say it's an obligation, then you have to make it up. The ones that say it's an obligation, and this answers Bruce's question, is this just an amulet? The answer is the Tor, the Shibolei Haleket, and the Shulchan Aruch all say it's an obligation. Let's see the Shibolei Haleket. He says in the name of Rav Naturai Gaon that indeed, Mimale Adam Bepaskume Umagade, when you're short, you have to make it up with food and with...
Just to clarify, what I said was that if you do A, you're going to get B. And that's the part that I thought is a little unusual. That we
right.
only don't say, if you do this, you're going to get that.
So indeed, I thought that before I gave the shir, should I even bring in the Zohar and the Tor and all those things? Because if we just gave the shir without it, you wouldn't have a question. But I thought I'd be honest. I don't do that much often, but here I'll be honest. How did I get to this? How did I get to 100 brachot? It doesn't seem to be something I would deal with. And the answer is because it happened to come up in the parsha. So I thought I'd be honest and share it with you. But even if you want to erase that part of the shir, you look here, the Tor. This is a sefer halacha we all follow. Tiknu chachamim, our sages enacted. This is enactment, like any takana. Lahashlim kaf mea brachot b'chol yom, v'tzarich kol adam li'zaher bahem, v'hapochet al yifchot, v'hamosif yosif. You have to keep a tally, make an app, make sure you're not short. And the Beit Yosef spells it out for us. This is one of those Beis Yosefs that I have to say, I love. You know why I love this Beis Yosef? Because this Beis Yosef takes you with the hand and starts taking you through all of the various brachot we make a day, and when you're short and when you're not. The only problem is if you learn it on Shabbos, you can't write down on a piece of paper how many you're at. So you have to learn it after Shabbos. And this is what he says. At night, you make a bracha before Kriyat Shema, Hamapil, Chevlei.
Where is this in the Beis Yosef?
Okay, so the sources are right in front of you. Orech Chaim, Simon Mem, Vav, in the Beit Yosef, Seif Katan, Gimel. And in the Shulchan Aruch, same place. Mem, Vav, Gimel, and Orech Chaim. Here we go. Minyan Brachot, Kachu. This is how we add up the brachot every day. Everybody ready? So at night, you say Kriyat Shema Al Hamita. I am well aware not everyone says Kriyat Shema Al Hamita. But even if you don't worry, because you come up to more than 100. Next.
So wait a minute. According to this, then it starts at night.
According to this, it starts at night. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. It starts at night. So it starts at night according to this. Let's go. Even if you take out Kriyat Shema, start with the morning. So we'll leave Kriyat Shema in. We can take out one after we're finished this tally. B'shachar et shachris netilas yadayim. So you wake up and you say netilas yadayim. And asher yatzar. So how many are we at? Netilat yadayim, asher yatzar. You got yourself three altogether. I don't know why I wrote four here. It's my mistake. V'asher yatzar. Now, Od mevarech tetfav brachot mielokai neshamad hagomel chasadim tovim. All the birkot hashachar, 18 brachos. Then you have three more ala Torah, birkos haTorah. And then you have birkat tzitzit, birkat tefillin. Here Ashkenazim would say two, Sephardim would say one. And then he goes on to Baruch Shamar, Yishtabach, etc., etc., etc. Literally a tally of 100 brachot. Now comes the clincher. Every day this is the same. Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Yontif, all included. The problem's going to be right here in the bold. Once you get to 32, on a weekday, this is like, excuse me for the pun, you're in the electoral college, you're at 200, and all of a sudden you got 70 more, and you became the president. Look at this, from 32 you go up Two? Anyone? 89. Because we daven three times a day, 19 brachot each time. 19 times 3 equals 57. Nun Zion. Add it to your 32. You're at 89. That's a big jump. That can only happen if indeed you daven three times a day. Forget about Chazarat Hashatz. Your personal davening. So you got 89. You can take off one if you don't say a bracha on Kriyat Shema at night. You're at 88. That's pretty high. And then the Shulchan Aruch says something that's going to bother you. So we just got a big jump, and now we're going to be bothered. Once upon a time, how would they eat? Bruce eats like this. On Shabbos, he says, Hamoitzi lechem min haaretz, and he eats a bite of challah, two, maybe three bites. And then he eats fish and chicken, and believe me, not too much bread. Once upon a time, that's not the way they ate. They ate six pieces of bread with maybe one piece of chicken in between. So the Beit Yosef didn't contemplate that you would eat breakfast or dinner without bread. And therefore he said, well, at least two meals a day with bread. That's a lot. You have a netilas yadayim before. You have a motzi lechem in haaretz. And then you have four brachot in the actual birkas hamazon. Four plus two is six. Times two meals a day is 12. So imagine, once you got to the 12, you're at 102. It take off two, because maybe a birkas tefillin, whatever, 100. You got to 100, you're finished. So you didn't contemplate that you wouldn't eat bread. You understand that if you don't eat bread, you're going to come up short. So indeed, the Beis Yosef said, there's a few days a year we don't eat bread for breakfast. Which days are that?
Tainus.
And he said something I never understood. How come some Jews at Mincha of a Tainus would put on tefillin? I never understood. If you're supposed to put on tefillin, put it on every day. Why only on the Mincha of a Tainus? Says the Beis Yosef, I'll tell you why, because you're short. You got to make it up. So what do? You make two brachos. You make a bracha on your talis. You make a bracha on your tefillin. Svardim, Beis Yosef, only one bracha on tefillin. You got yourself two more brachos. Ve'imu mitane chaseru. Shmone misuda achat she'ino soed. Therefore, he only has 98. So he makes two more. Tzitzis, tefillin. 100. The Ramah. One second. The Ramah. Darkei Moshe. Ubimidinot Elu. Ain't no arguing mitatev betalit with filling beyom tanit. So Ashkenazim don't do this. According to the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah. The Yeshli Zaher. Lamalot achishbon bebrechot acherot. So indeed, Harold says, we'll go to the bathroom, say Asher Yatzar. Make sure that you make up the brachot another way. But we don't put on talis tefillin at mincha. Now comes the clincher. Regular day, not a fast day, we get to, according to the Beis Yosef, 105 brachot. If you don't eat bread, you're going to be maybe a bit short. Says the Beis Yosef, what happens on Shabbos? Shabbos, you don't have 57 brachot in the Shmona Esrei, because we only have 7, not 19. So you understand, chaser b'chol tefillah, you'd bet brachot. You're 12 short. 12 times 3 equals 36. You got to make up 36 brachot on Shabbos and Yontif. Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be a little less because we have Malchiot. Actually, Malchiot is the Kedushas Hayom, so we have two more. So it would only be 34. But on a regular Shabbos and Yontif, 36. And he explains here how to make it up. He says we add Musaf, we add Kiddush, we add this, we add Sudash Lishit, Shalash Shudis.
Isn't this a hint to add some better bottles of drink on the table so you can make Tova Meitiv?
Could be. He doesn't say it, but nice. Maybe bring out two kinds of wine. One junky wine, one better wine. A Borei Pri HaGefen first and a Tova HaMeitiv. Nice. Nice. Very good. Okay. So the Beis Yosef says you got to make it up. He paskins it in Shulchan Aruch. Finished. Chiyuv. Who disagrees with the Beis Yosef? If you look now, on the other side of the page, you'll see that comes along the Shibole Haleket in the name of another Gaon, not Rav Dature Gaon. And he says, with due respect, it happens anyway. Even on Shabbos and Yontif, it happens anyway. There's no reason to keep a tally. This is what happens. It's natural to living as a Jew. So he basically says that all every day we have it, on Shabbos we got it too. Why? As we said earlier, you got 20 brachot with the Kriyas HaTorah. 8 aliyahs times 2 is 16, plus you got yourself the Haftorah, you got yourself a lot of brachos. You add in Musaf, that's 7 more. You add in Suda Shlishit, Kiddush, the bottom line is, you got it. And then he says something cute, I never knew. Here is the prize number 2. You want to know why Sfardim wear tefillin on a fast day? Here comes the next one. Why don't we say Yenke Lokeinu on Shabbos? In Chutz La'aretz, many Ashkenazic shuls only say Yenke Lokeinu on Shabbos. So if you look at the Ramah, he says not to say the Ktoret Hasamim every day, because none of us have Kavanah. We're looking at our phones. Okay? Tzvi, we're looking at the election results. We're not really into davening. That's fine until you get to the Ktoret. In the Ktoret it says, V'im chiser achad mikosim mimaneha chayav mita. There's 11 ingredients that go into the Ktoret Hasamim that was brought every day, and if you leave out one of the 11, there's a cardinal sin. So he says, better not to say it at all. You see, the Ramah even said, not just bringing it, even saying it. But Shabbos, you have kavana. Says the Shibolei Aleket, nah, I'll tell you why you say Ein Kelokeinu before the Ktoret Hasamim. He makes a whole tally here, in which he says, Ein is 4, we say Ein Kelokeinu, Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kemalkeinu, Ein Kemoshienu. Then we say, me, no, the Baruch, he makes a tally, it comes up to what we're missing in the 100 brach of the Shabbos. Namely, he says it happens naturally, there's no reason to make it up. And the third point of view, which can't be negated in this particular discussion, is the point of view of the Chidah. And the Chidah says, with due respect, it's a pious act of Rav Chia, you don't have to make it up. So, to sum up the shir today, gentlemen, we saw that 100 brachot, though a chiyuv in the Bavli, seems to be, in the Yerushalmi, just a natural statement of fact. And indeed, in the poskim, we saw 3 points of view. Either it's an obligation, you better keep a tally, or it's nice, worthy, but not something you have to obligate yourself in, or it just naturally happens, and if it doesn't happen, big deal, it doesn't happen. Shabbos, Yontav, it doesn't happen. I went to Jewish schools my whole life. I don't recall ever that anyone told me, make sure to make up 100 brachot on Shabbos. Make sure you eat fruits and vegetables in the afternoon and smell besamim before Shabbos is out. I don't recall that. So they obviously, I think, the minhag of Am Yisrael has been that it's either natural or it's just worthy, but not an obligation. So I don't recall this ever being said. The first time I recall it being said was as a Purim joke. There was one Rebbe in the yeshiva I went to. He was very makbid on every word in the Shulchan Aruch, everything. So on Purim, they would always put out a little pamphlet with cartoons. And in the cartoon, every 2 minutes, it said that this rabbi had to go to the bathroom. Why? Not because he has to go to the bathroom. He wants to make up 100 brachot. And they would constantly make fun of him. Now, obviously, if it was an obligation, I don't think they'd make fun of him. We all do that. So therefore, indeed, with 100 brachot, though we saw it can save us from a pandemic, at this or that, the bottom line is that, according to many poskim, it's not an obligation, just worthy. According to others, it happens naturally, so don't worry about it. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. And according to some, it is an obligation. Should we be more makbid on it during a pandemic because of what David HaMelech did? I'm not so sure. David HaMelech did it then to save him from a pandemic. But if it's an obligation every day, then it's an obligation during a pandemic and not during a pandemic. So I'm not so sure this would obligate us more or less. However, if you want to make an app for it, it might be a nice idea. You know, why not? It's not far-fetched. We're talking about a Rif, and a Rosh, and a Tor, and a Shulchan Aruch. These are important poskim. However, it's hard for me to come out of this shir and say, no, obligation, we haven't been makbid on it. We got to be makbid. This is not Lashon Hara. This is not Hilchos Chol HaMoed. This is not asking a goy to do malacha on Shabbos. All the above, many people think is mutter, all the time. The truth of the matter is, this seems to be either pious, happening naturally, and only according to some is an obligation. So I hope I made some sense into it. I thank you all for listening. Arthur has a question, but it's a now 10:01. So who's next, Bruce? Can I answer a question, or the next speaker's going to take my head off?
Reb Chaim Kantorovich is next. Does he have a comment?
Arthur, you have a comment? Can Arthur comment?
I'm wondering, since we naturally reach 100 every day, could this possible mitzvah be like a second 100 per day?
No. It's not a second. It's part of the 100 per day. If not, you'd never get to it. It includes davening, everything you do every day. The Birkos HaShachar, the davening, etc. It can't be another in addition to it. That would be impossible. Unless you really want to get sick. You'll make every Shahako, Mezonos, Berepria. You'll be very sick every day. Okay, gentlemen. Reb Chaim, good to see you via screen. Have a good day, everyone. Take care.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Kol tov, Rabbi.
Kol tov. Bye-bye.